Simon Tov Kuf Peches Sif Dalet. Why is it Tzarech Pshuta Rishana? Is that Tzarech Pshuta Achrana? There were two people listening, and the number Reuven needed to hear a Pshuta Rishana. That's what he was holding in his Cheshvan of the keys that he heard. And Shimon had already heard a Teruah. He heard the key, and that's what he needed a Pshuta Achrana. So Reuven needs this, Shimon needs that, and Beryl's blowing the shofar. It's a Beryl blowing the shofar. That tekiah that he blows can count as the tekiah rishana for Reuven, and the tekiah achrona for Shimon. Okay, just the mishabur you'd be shneihem. The dafka call it tekiah nuchal yishtamush that you can use. A whole tekiah for Reuven and the same tekiah for Shimon. That works. To say that you're going to use half for him and half for him, that doesn't work. The person blew a very long tekiah, the equivalent of two tekiahs. Reuven had kavanah to use the first half of the tekiah. And Shimon had come on to use the second half of the tekiah. Well, Mahani Blomini, that doesn't work for either of them. You can't split a tekiah. Mahani Blomini, Tavkov Pezai, Mr. Burr, is a cut in your doubt. So that's what we discussed before, this idea of can you use a partial tekiah. We did bring a sheet that says that there is such a thing. He sends you back to Yudal, which holds you can't split the two. He said the Nikar Psak was like that sheet that you can't split. Okay.
Also, we hear a very strange scenario that
there's no parshas shvuah here at 9:30 tomorrow morning, is there?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you because he was talking.
It seems like a strange scenario that the Baal Tekiah announces, "I'm going to bowl along Tekiah, half for you and half for you." Strange.
I mean, the scenario is strange. You're right. You could hear the possibility of the case, but the.
Because you're thinking about it, that it's an ishul.
Right. The case would be
he's visiting two people in the hospital.
Right. So once like somebody
he's
else
exhausted because he already blew for 20 people. And
so one person said, somebody already blew for me. I just need one more tekiah at the end to finish off on it because I need to hear a whole set of tekiahs.
If someone's doing this in the shul, you could be sure that would be the last tekiah he'd be blowing. I mean, I would imagine.
He's tired, so he'll blow just a regular tekiah.
I'm saying if he's in a shul, they probably won't have him blow again. But if he's doing it yeah. to a couple of people okay. in the hospital, what are they going to do?
The Bir Loch over here says that even according to the opinion before in Tavkuf Pezayin, which said you can use partial tekiah. That was a case where you had part of the tekiah, let's say, was before Netzach Hamah. Mm-hmm. So another part was that, but the ability to split a tekiah in half, that everybody agrees you can't do. Mm-hmm. So we could argue or you could argue the opposite. The whole issue over there is because part of the tekiah is not a kosher tekiah. Over here, the whole tekiah is a kosher tekiah. I just want to use part of it, so maybe that's even better. So you could argue that this scenario of splitting it has arguments both directions. Okay, hey, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yis B'Shabbos Ein Toikim B'Shofar. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Was the Taltaloi Im Loy Litzarach Kufay Mekayim. And a shofar has dinner with Klisha Matal Yisur, and if you cannot move it on Shabbos. Unless it's Sarah Kufa or Mekama. Yud Gimel, and Toikin B'Shaifer, Gzera Shem, Yitlan, and Biyoda, Leila, Leitzobok, Yilumud, Vireno, Arba Amas, B'Shusar Rab. So Chazal were Geyser, that a person might take it to a Bokhi to teach him how to blow. And he'll carry it, Dalad Amas, B'Shusar Rab. Now it's interesting, the Gemara says the Chashash is Shem Yamirenu. The argument should be that the real chashash is before that, they'll take it out from his house into the Rishus HaRab. So the problem is, there's a Hutzah before there's a Dalet Amos. He didn't start Rishus HaRab, and he woke up Rosh Hashanah in the morning sitting in the Rishus HaRab with the Shofar. He said, oh yeah, I have to blow the Shofar, what should I do? He set it out in the house. So the first issue was Hutzah from the house into Rishus HaRab, and then he goes Dalet Amos Rishus HaRab. So it's interesting that there is a din like this. There is a din of a person goes from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus HaRab. He doesn't stop in the middle. Right? Is that a problem of the Malach of Hitzah? So the Yikr Pesach, the Malach is Rishonim, the Yikr Pesach, that it's not considered Hitzah. In other words, because the end of the day, there was no active. The final halacha was in Rishus HaYachid again.
Right.
However, if he goes Dalet Amos, so he's in Rishus HaRabim. So you have a kira and you have a nocha, and you went Dalet Amos, so Rishus HaRabim. So it's possible to argue that you have a case where there's no hitzah, but there would be a havoras Dalet Amos. So maybe that's why. But Rashi and Sukkah actually raises the question. Rashi says there is both are true. Excuse me. You know, chashash of hitzah. Rashi says that chashash of hitzah is true. True that the chashash of the first adam is. Rashi argues that maybe it's possible that first adam was a more common issue than hitzah. So Tosis argues and answers the question. Tosis says that no, that it's not a question of what's more common. The question is, you know, is that going to Rosh Hashanah, people are aware that that's a problem. Carrying Rosh Hashanah, people think I'm just going to go a few steps, and then they forget, and they go too far. You can't fool yourself on Rosh Hashanah. You can fool yourself on the first Aladam Rosh Hashanah.
You could be outside and someone hand it to him anyway.
That's also possible, right? Okay.
So if he's over b'mezid, so he takes his shofar to Baki. Is Baki allowed to teach him?
A person did it intentionally.
Yeah.
Interesting question. I mean, the case are because he did it by mistake. They're not clear. But if a person would come, so does the shofar become usher to use? So there's a bir halacha, the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches, which deals with what's called Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is, you know, when something which was accomplished through doing malacha, is it usher to benefit from it? So that's clear. When there was some amazing, there's an isser of benefit from it. B'shoigeg is a machlokes over there. Had two shitas. On Shabbos itself, the person cooks on Shabbos b'shoigeg. Can you eat the food? Person cooks on Shabbos amazed. So if you kiss the Shabbos amazed, you can't eat the food. Neither him nor other people. If he cooks on Shabbos b'shoigeg, so there's more one shita says that he can't use it. One shita says even he could use it. The Bir Halacha raises the question: what about hitzah? Why is the question with hitzah? Because the other malachas, there's an actual physical difference in the item. Mm-hmm. Most malachas, you make some type of machining in the item. So that's the problem. Hitzah, you didn't change the item, so maybe that wouldn't create a din of what's called Maisa Shabbos. The result wasn't Maisa Shabbos. So he seems to be noted to that, if I recall correctly. I haven't seen it in a while. He brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi discusses the case of a person who was marvah dalet amos Rishus HaRabim with matzah, and he wants to eat the matzah afterwards. Yerushalmi calls it mitzvah habo b'aveira, eating the matzah, because the matzah was carried dalet amos, which the Rishon already grappled with. Normally mitzvah b'aveira is that the aveira is simultaneous with the mitzvah, in a way where it's not the chalus, I'd say. So, but if the aveira is done first and then the mitzvah is done afterwards, it's not called mitzvah aveira. But the Yerushalmi says that. The Yerushalmi calls him mitzvah b'avera, so how would it apply to the case of the shofar? Probably the same thing, according to the Yerushalmi. According to that, where the Bir Lachos seems to learn the Bavli, the Chara would not be osur.
Someone carried a matzah over four amos through Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos.
Right, correct.
On the first night of Pesach, it was on the Shabbos.
You got it. Okay. Yudal, osur latatav, who are klishim latav liyasur? So what, the ma'aseh, since you can't blow the shofar on Shabbos, it becomes klishim latav liyasur. So you're only allowed to move it, the tzarkufay. The Sharif Makama. So the Sharif Makama, I understand, you have a Sharifah there, you move the Sharifah. What's Sharif Gufa? What's the case? What would be the Sharif Gufa? Sharif Gufa means he has a benefit out of the Sharifah. So you can't play musical instruments on Shabbos, so that's not, right? So you can't use it for that purpose. So the answer is, he would use it to draw water, he could use it like a horn to hold water in it.
How do you do that? It's open at both ends.
You seal
up one of
the ends. Just
put a piece of paper there.
Finger.
Another one.
Okay.
So then you can argue it's not a chauffeur anymore. You seal up one end.
No, with your finger.
Why are you holding it? But it couldn't be used as a chauffeur while you're holding it.
Yeah, but at the beginning of Shabbos, it was a chauffeur.
So, yeah.
But if you want to know if you're holding the whole Shabbos, what happens? I don't know. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, 1 second, are you allowed to use a shofar to draw water? He says, "V'davka b'Shabbos mutar the kiman the ain toiken lo hooks of the mitzvah." As much as you can't blow it, since it's not designated for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah tkiyah. Mashekin b'yamtiv af chein isser b'tiltul b'shofar afilu kol yom kol kamam and simen tavkum sariva b'taz if cut and bezel. Always removing the shofar, but it was designated for the mitzvah. Come walk So there's a concept in the law called hooks of the mitzvah. Hooks of the mitzvah means it's designated to use for mitzvah purposes. So you've been masiyah das from other purposes. So it gets a din that's designated for tzarach mitzvah. You should not use it for something else. Now that din of grada is true on Yom Tov, Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's also true on Chol HaMoed. So the schach that you have in the sukkah, you can't use for other purposes because it's hooked to the mitzvah. Therefore, if it falls down on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to put it back. And you can't use it for anything else because it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it becomes muksa. That's why you can't, if the schach falls down, you have a problem, you can't put it back. You can ask a guy to put it back in certain cases. But you can't do it yourself. On Chol HaMoed, there's no way to tiltle on Chol HaMoed. But the designation of the mitzvah still is true. You can't use it for anything else. You can fix it, put it back, etc. But you can't do anything else with it because it's hooked to the mitzvah. So this is a content of the law of the mitzvah. So that's true. Kolzman, the mitzvah is in function. So this item is hooked to the mitzvah. So therefore, the moshel. So esrig, one of the issues we have with esrig is smelling an esrig. The halacha, we'll see, we get that, where there's a problem. You don't make a bracha on smelling an esrog because it was designated the tzarach mitzvah. You're not supposed to use it for something else. You shouldn't be smelling it. So after sukkahs or before sukkahs, no problem. But on sukkah itself, a person shouldn't be smelling an esrog. And our bob was, part of using the esrog was to smell the esrog afterwards, right? That's a chelik from the mitzvah, you know. Pashas and halachically, it's a difficult issue. Okay. Simon Tovku Paytes, me him a room with the Kiyashev. Al of Kol, Shin of Bukhi, Bedover, and a Motsia Hermia de Chavos. Whoever's not Chayiv in the Kiyashev, it can't be Motsia somebody else. We'll see who that is in the next few Sifim. Al of Shin of Bukhi, Bedover, Hano Shin of Bukhi, Batsim, Kilakame, he doesn't have an intrinsic Kiyiv. Mahmukhi, El Shiyotsa, but Meha Mitzah. If a person is really chayiv in the mitzvah, but he already was yotzei, so he's not chayiv in this anymore, but he's be'etzem chayiv. That person, yachol yotzei, afilu devarach b'shil chaver. So that's the concept of b'shil yotzei moitzi. Even though I was already yotzei, I can be moitzi you because of the din of arvus. Arvus allows me to be moitzi you even though I was already yotzei, because I still have responsibility to make sure that you are yotzei the mitzvah. But arvus only applies if I have the mitzvah to start with. So I never had the mitzvah to start with, there's no din of arvus.
So you be mitzvah somebody else after you, where yaitza already, who makes the bracha, the ones who are being...
So mikra,
not you, because
so,
you're ready with
yaitza. So mikra din, it could be either one, because it's in, since my chi of arvus allows me to mitzvah him, also allows me to make a bracha for him. But since he can make the bracha himself, there's no reason why I should say the bracha. He can say the bracha himself.
And with a woman, same deal.
Women are not chayiv in the mitzvah, so right. Not, we're not using the parsha of arvus. So if the man is being yotze then, so he can make a bracha. If he's not being yotze then, so he can't say a bracha for them, because there's no din arvus on the mitzvah, because they're not chayiv in the mitzvah.
And they can't make a bracha for themselves?
So now women are, minig Ashkenazim is the women make a bracha, we look at it, it's permissible to make a bracha on the mitzvah, they're not chayiv on. So they make a bracha on sukkah, they make a bracha. For, you know, not the first night, but the rest of sukkah, they make a bracha on sukkah, they make a bracha on lulav, they make a bracha on shofar. But it's tzara minchanami. They hold it's a problem. Women don't make those brachas.
A woman makes a bracha on the sukkah?
Leshe basukkah. A woman makes a leshe basukkah. Woman would sit down on the sukkah during the middle of sukkah. It's not the first night. She makes a leshe.
Really?
Yeah. It's not really different than making a bracha on a lulav.
Why isn't a woman make a leshe of basukkah or bracha?
It's not chayiv in sukkah. The first night of sukkah, she's chayiv. Right. So you don't test off, but the rest of sukkah she's not chayiv.
Why?
Same way woman is chayiv the first night of Pesach to eat matzah.
So she's only chayiv one night.
Well, nobody.
Who knows?
And sukkah.
Well, everybody's only chayiv one night.
We make a leisha b'sukkah.
But we make a leisha b'sukkah because we have a chayiv. If we want to eat, we must eat in the sukkah. A woman could eat in the house during the rest of sukkahs. But if she chooses to eat in the sukkah, she can make a leisha. Like any time she makes a bircha mitzvah, which is not chayiv.
So if she eats like the third night, she does make a bracha, or doesn't?
She can make her a bracha.
Even if this, in that case, is absolutely no
deal. Right. Mm-hmm. So the minute by Svaradim is not like that. The Svaradim women do not make a bracha on birchas mitzvahs. They're not chayiv. So sorry, women do not, you know, they hear shofar. If the man is, there's no man that doing yotze, you know, who's being yotze now, they don't make a bracha. Mm-hmm. Because you can't make a bracha.
That's something that depends on the dough or the woman. For example, a Sephardi woman marries an Ashkenazi man. So would she carry on with the minhag?
She would keep the minhag of her husband at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. So, I mean, I had this Ashkenazi woman who got married, you know, a little bit older to a Sephardi man. You know, she was, you know, she been many years, she'd been used to making all these brachas. She said it was like very uncomfortable for her, like not big brachas. Some of them take it even right to part of davening, part of davening when the women are not chayiv. So, women are chayiv in Shema, they're chayiv in Shema Nesha, they're not chayiv in Rechaz Kriya Shema. So even though they say Birchas Kriya Shema, but they're not chayiv in it. So some Sephardi women don't say Birchas Kriya. They don't say the bracha. They say Baruch Yotzor Baruch Hashem Hashem. Well, they don't say the Hashem's name. So she's like, you know, she's been doing this for a lot of years already. You know, it was very hard for her to change.
Think about that before you get married.
They didn't really tell her about that.
Thought about that before.
Don't say it out loud.
Okay.
We have the same in Hagim. It's not an issue for me.
Okay, Bays.
My wife's grandfather believed the Shita that you try to marry somebody as close to your monogamy as possible. He says there's enough things to adjust to in a marriage to start switching monogamy is too much. So he said everything you should marry from the same in Europe from the same town.
My family they're married cousins. Kind of safe.
That's maybe a little too close.
Bays, Kershav the Katan Turim. So these three are not chayiv mitzvahs. The Kershav Filim Adabra Ben Shemaya and a Moitzi. The Kimish and a Shemaya Lav Rechiyubahu Hago Abu Shemaya Ben Adabra Moitzi Akher Mede Chavasa. So now we had an interesting din over here. A person who is he's a Madabra Ben Shemaya. He can't hear, so he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. If he mamash can't hear at all, so he can't be yotze the mitzvah of shofar. He doesn't have the chiyuv, so he can't be yotze somebody else either. Okay, we'll see what that is. See Mishnah Berurah. Base cotton. I feel him. Mubarak Ben Yud Gimel Shana calls Mashallah Yedina Shevish Tei Saris. En Yachol Liskaya Lohitzeh Cher. So there's a chazak in the Gemara. That if a person reached the age of halachic maturity, we assume he has physical maturity also. The chazakah, he has shanim, he has simonim, it's the more as lashon. So lachas, we rely on the chazakah for the rabbanos, not for the raisins. So if you want to have such a 13-year-old boy laying Megillah for somebody else, so you say, okay, listen, he's 13, probably he has simonim, he's probably a gadol. And came with to somebody else. You want to have a 13-year-old boy blow shofar for somebody else, says, well, I don't know that he has simonim. Right. So how do you know when he has simonim? When a person starts to shave, we know that he has simonim. Right. So he's shaving already, but that means we know that he has simonim. So without going through the process of actually checking, we would know by the fact that he's shaving.
The flip side is that you could have simonim and not shave also.
That's true. Right. So
they don't come at the same time.
Right, the choice. So, but you know, we could have to.
I mean, you could assume. I agree with what you said. I mean, if he's shaving, then you could pretty much.
Right.
You could take it for granted, but because he doesn't shave, that doesn't.
No. Right. The point is, but you don't know. You're not going to be.
Most kids at 13 they're not shaving.
Most kids at 13 are not. You know, a lot of them don't have some money. They don't reach physical maturity until sometimes you know some yeah. 13.
But I'm saying you know. Like, there's very, very few that shave.
Right. So this
there's
is
always one or two in the class that you know.
So what's relevant, it's relevant to, let's say the Moshul, it's relevant to Hataras Nador. So the Bezin has to be Gedorah. So now the Chiyav Neder kicks in. Mufal the Samach Le'ish is the Chiyav Neder. Even before he's 12, even 13 years old, if he's old enough to understand what he's doing, and he's reached the age of 12, his netter is a netter. So he needs a Torah Nedarim. So you have these three high school kids, four high school kids, they make a bezin together, they take turns. But one of the kids is 13, 14 years old, he can't be your bezin, you're dealing with Shalav being Matur Netter Deraisa. If it's Netter Deraisa, you can't use, you need a bezin, which is.
What about related people?
Krav is kosher for a Torah Nedarim. Uh-huh. So, but you need to have the younger boys, the bar mitzvah boys, should be used, not be used as a bezdin. They should they have a chiyuv to save. They shouldn't be used as a bezdin. Or the mashal of edus, tefillas kelim edus doesn't even be served. It has to be a gadol. So you don't need a gadol to tevel it. You just need it should be. You don't, there's no kavan of the person doing it. You just need it to go into the ground, into the water. But I sent my kid to go do it, and he came back and told me he did it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he did it or not. Had a chazaka, it wasn't tovul. Mm-hmm. He says it was tovul. Heck, they have a lot of belief. Well, he's a gadol. No, he isn't. Mm-hmm. So he's 13 years old. He's not a gadol. So it has an application in a lot of different places. For the rabbanon, he's neman, not for the raisins. So he told me the issue is a glass kelly, glass on the chayv until the rabbanon, so he's neman. Mm-hmm. Tell me that he was terrible medically. It's a problem. So the person who cannot hear, he has no hearing at all. He has no hearing at all. Okay. So he has a person not chayav in the mitzvah. Shemay ben medaber. So he can hear, he just can't speak. So someone else will say the bracha and he'll blow. They use a horn to amplify the sound, a hearing aid. That's called, he's able to hear. In some way, he's able to hear. So b'chayv b'shefer. But nowadays it becomes, it's a very interesting thing. So if this person can hear with the old fashioned horn, a horn just amplifies the sound, which is a true Kol Shofar. So he's Chayav and Shofar. There's no horns available nowadays. So you use electronic hearing aids. Electronic hearing aids, we said, for Shlomo Zalman, that's not Yartzeit. If he can't hear at all without the hearing aid, you only hear with the hearing aid, so the car at first glance says he's potter. Well, that's not true, because if he could hear with a horn, so he has a way to hear. So he's chayiv. Just he can't use a hearing aid. So he has to go find
a horn.
An antique horn and use it.
So if you can hear it without the hearing aid, but it's better with the hearing aid?
So that he's chayiv. Then he should take out the hearing aid.
Oh, he's not Yossi if he's wearing the hearing aid.
Karnish Ramah, he's not Yossi. Because that sound is what we call not a kol sherfer. It's a kol of electronic kol. Okay, gimel.
What if he takes out one?
So you probably have that problem of you're hearing, he's hearing two different sounds. It's like hearing kol avora together with the kol sherfer. Yesha p'tura, mishum dehavi mitzvah zasei shazman gamu, and an achayv and sherfer. Dalet. Androgynous moitzi is minoi. Tumnafilo is minoi and a moitzi. So androgynous is a person who has both male and female indicators, organs, etc. So chazalotin androgynous is an androgynous man or human being as a different breed. It's not a male or a female. So all of them are the same. So either they're all chayiv or they're all potter. So no problem, one being moitzi the other. However, tumtum is a person which doesn't have indicative of male or female organs. And we say sometimes what it is that there's a layer of skin which is possibly covering over the male organ. So it's possible to do a surgery and bring it out. Now, not all tumtums are the same. Some do and some don't. So every tumtum is maybe one tumtum is a male, one tumtum is a female. Maybe the one who's blowing is the cave, or the one who's being yotzei is a zocher, which doesn't work. So you can't be motzi even minoy. And obviously, you can't be motzi somebody whose body is zocher. So cut in hay. The kol androgynous neshama, all androgynous are the same. Sheshem zachar some nakus. They have both male and female indicators. If we consider luckily, that's called a zachar. So all of them are zachar. But he can't be moitzi somebody else who's not an androgynous, a regular person, regular male, because maybe he has a luck then like a female. But another androgynous can be moitzi. However, if tumta filas minoi, the shemim yikara, if you would cut up, do a surgery, cut open the skin, yimsa, you'd find shetumtum zen the cave of a chaver zocher. One is in the cave, one is a zocher. V'afbi emesheni should rabbanon nektinim b'chol k'chol chumas yamrishon. We're knowing on the second day with the chumas of the first day, and we're not going to be mad a tumtum. You want to suffer the rabbanon. You can't blow again with a bracha because maybe the tumtum was a zocher and he regards it. So you blow again without a bracha. Tumtum badragonus abshach yam liskaya. The bracha he would rabban a mistake alakul. So now the tumtum is blowing, or the dragonus is blowing. So they're a suffix. So they have to blow, but they can't make a bracha. Maybe my dragonus has a halachic din of in the cave. So you shouldn't make a bracha. Or maybe this tumtum is a zakhar. Maybe it's in a cave. Now he says you shouldn't make a bracha. So now the question is, why don't we argue the same way our women Kelly Elvis Simon Yudzai and Sif Base. He sent you back to Simon Yudzai and Yud Base. Sif Base. So that's what they're talking about, tzitzis. Right? So the talking about tzitzis, we say, listen, a Zakhar has to make a bracha on tzitzis, and a Tumtum Adragon has to have a Slavic bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, because the Shulchan Aruch says, the woman don't make a bracha, that listen, the Tzad, he's in a cave, he can't make a bracha. So he can't make a bracha. Moreover, there are ads, but the fear are minig that we hold that even women do make a bracha, just say, Shazaman Grama. So, monashach, either make a bracha al tzachi of al tzachar, or make a bracha al tzrishus of al tzanakeva. Why can't he make a bracha? So, the Rambam over there in Hechlositzes, Taka argues and says that a tumtum puts on a talus can make a bracha, monashach. either else a chiyuv vada else a zocher, or a chiyuv else rishus for the cave. So Pasha the Rambam would argue the same thing over here. Okay. Hey. Mishachesa Eved Bechesa Melcharin. So the law is that women are potter, so a Eved Kanani has the same status as a woman. So an Eved Kanani is potter from Mitzvah Shofar. Now Eved Kanani was owned by two partners. One partner freed the Eved. So once he's freed, he gets the din of a full-fledged Yisrael. So he's partially a full-fledged Yisrael, partially he's still an Eved Kanani. He's a Chetz Eved Bechesa Melcharin. So he's a tremendously interesting halachic. In the Emily, he's somewhere in the middle. So loch is enamoytzi afilo atzmai. So she is kolay ben islam and karen loytzi. So the parvus is freed as chayv and mitzvah tkiyah. He's a freed full fledged Jew. The parvus is an eved is not chayv. So he can't be moytzi. He can't blow for himself because when he's blowing. Partially a woman is blowing, and the man's side is hearing a woman blowing. So he can't be much even himself. So the tzaravdus, which is, has been like equivalent to like a woman, and women are not chayiv, can't be much of the part which is chayiv. So the freed part is hearing from the avid part also, that's not acceptable. So you can imagine that creates, you know, tremendous, interesting halachic realities of chatzim and chatzim and chur. The Torah Menachos Chinuch, when he goes through mitzvahs, like he wants to bring out some interesting lomdash and nafkaminas, he always discusses what will be the case of chatzim and chatzim and chur. You know, chatzim and chatzim and chur is a chayv and meal. Chatzim and chur is a chayv and peruvu. Chatzim and chatzim and chur is a chayv. You know, every one of the mitzvahs he talks about, what's the dinner of chatzim and chatzim and chur? Vav. Even though they're potter, so they're still allowed to blow. What's the chiddush of that? So blowing shofar and yom tov, normally making music or something like that would not be mutter. You can't do that on a regular summer Shabbos. On Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to because that's the mitzvah. Well, she doesn't have the mitzvah, so maybe she shouldn't be allowed to blow. So no, she's allowed to blow because at least she'll get a mitzvah. Peturis in a mitzvah voice. Somebody who already was Yotze can blow. If he's been Yotze now when he's blowing the women, he's been Yotze, hits mitzvah, which avada here. He already blew shofar or heard shofar. He's going now and blowing for women. So what do you mean blowing for women? You don't make you already Yotze. They don't make because they don't need to be Yotze. So you're just not making music for no reason. Should be also. No, it's a mutter. They don't make v'lo yivarcha lehen. So the Machaber's sheet is that the women don't make a bracha. I'm mitzvah seishasman grom. So the Rambam a minig shanoshim yivarchas al mitzvah seishasman grom. Our minig that women do make a bracha mitzvah seishasman grom. Okay, gam kan yivarchas that. So therefore they can make their own bracha. Avacherim lo yivarcha lehen. But the man cannot be mitzvah them with a bracha if the man was yotzer already. Because Yotze already, who's he blow? Why is he saying repeating the bracha? He is already Yotze. For them, they don't have a chiyuv mikra then, so he has no right to be motzi them with a bracha. If you're blowing for men and women, all of a sudden you'll be motzi the men, so you make a bracha. But the men are mine, the women male are Yotze. There's no men there at all, only women. So you'd prefer that the person should make the bracha himself, but if he can't, you can invite him in the bracha. A man for a man, that's mutter. So the Mishabura Ches, the women are allowed to, what's that meant? It's 825, right? It's 821. Let's hold it here. So holding the Mishabura is on Sivkot and Vod.
Amen.